You are listening to the audio production of The Legend of the Ghost Buck, Book 1 of the Hometown Hunters series by Lane Walker, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by Bakken Books and is read by Mark Sanderlin. To all those who chase their dreams and keep the faith, all my love to my family and friends who continue to support and inspire me. An extra special thanks to my wife and daughters who bring me constant joy and happiness. Keep hunting your dreams. Chapter 1, Prologue. The woods were silent. While everything seemed like it was moving in slow motion, my heart was beating so fast I thought it was going to explode right out of my chest. I slowly raised my bow and struggled to get to full draw on the monster buck. After all this time, I finally had him in range. The legendary buck had been a tall tale around Pikesville, but now we all knew the giant was real, almost too real. Never in my wildest dreams could I have imagined that the mystical buck was more than just a story. Suddenly, an icy, gripping fear took hold of me. It wasn't something that I could have planned for. It was the kind of fear that only a cold November day in Michigan can instill in a young hunter. It was a strange fear, a fear that almost made me smile. Then a startling thought crept into my mind. What if I miss? What if I just wound the buck? I started to shake. My stomach felt like a tornado as it knotted and twisted. I reached and tried to grab my rangefinder, but couldn't. It felt like a wet fish as it bounced around in my hands. Since I was too shaky to use my rangefinder, I would have to guess on the yardage. "Calm down, Boone," I slowly whispered to myself. I carefully lined up my peep sight with my 20-yard pin. I took one deep, slow breath and pulled the release, sending my arrow zinging toward the ghost buck. Little did I know how that one shot would change my life forever. Chapter 2. Hunting is my passion. I can't get enough of it. I read hunting magazines and watch hunting shows on TV all the time. And I am not alone. A lot of people where I live in Michigan enjoy hunting. Michigan is an outdoorsman's paradise. With lots of inland lakes and the giant Great Lakes to choose from, the fishing is great. There's also a wide variety of species to hunt, including small game, bear, elk, and white-tailed deer. My grandpa is an avid hunter, too. Hunting became an obsession for him that started when he was barely old enough to hold a gun. Back then, people hunted to provide food for their families. Money was always tight, so Grandpa started to master his hunting skills on squirrels and other small game animals. As he grew, hunting became a great escape for him from the hard times his family faced. I think it also gave him a sense of worth, since he was adding to the family's food stock. People come from miles around to ask my grandpa questions and pick his brains about hunting because he's an expert. I'm fortunate because I get to relive his stories every time someone visits him in his trophy room when I'm there. This room is filled with mounted bears, deer, and lots of other animals. I used to be afraid to stay with him when I was little because that room scared me so much. Grandpa once lived in Pikesville near us, but a couple of years ago he moved to a smaller house, but it still has a trophy room. His house is about an hour away, but I still get to see him often. My dad used to hunt, but he hasn't hunted in a long time, even though Grandpa raised him in the woods. They used to spend a lot of time together in the outdoors. My dad is a businessman and drives to the city every day, about a 2-hour drive. Growing up in Pikesville, he always told himself he'd leave someday and never return. His plan was to graduate from high school and move out of Pikesville forever. That was before he met my mom, a local girl who always wanted to stay in Pikesville to be close to her family. She won him over, and much to my father's regret, they settled down in their hometown together. My dad is always busy with work. His cell phone never stops ringing. When he's home, he's always on his computer. He works a lot of late hours, so he does make a lot of money. Dad's famous saying is, "All work and no play will keep the bill collectors away." I also have an older brother, Rex, who's like any typical older brother. We have days when we're bitter enemies, and days when we're best friends. I'm almost 13, and he's 16, so we're living in different worlds.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?